Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, we exalt you. We lift you up high, our God, our maker, our provider, our sufficiency, our all in all. We say, hallowed be your holy name. Everlasting Father, we commit this day broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed your word will bring forth healing, will bring forth salvation of souls, will bring forth deliverance. Your word will draw us closer and closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. My beloved brothers and sisters, I feel highly excited to be with you once again. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled the impure heart. May the Lord give you a heart that is pure, a heart that is in sync with that of God, a heart that yearns for God. That is what God will give you in the name of Jesus. Any way in which your heart is impure, the blood of Jesus will bring forth a cleansing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 11. I read from verse 1, Numbers 11 reading from verse 1. He said, now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord had it. And his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses. And when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Amen. The children of Israel there were complaining. They were complaining, and as a result of that, God was angry with them. May my God never be angry with you. The grace to please God all the days of your life, the Lord will release upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will never do anything that will incur the wrath of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, the children of Israel, they had an impure heart. And the resultant effect of an impure heart is that you begin to have, number one, you have what we call a blame culture. You see the fault in every other person, not yourself. You begin to mourn, you complain, you grumble. Whereas the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 10, he says, nor complain, and some of them also complain and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Brothers and sisters, complaining, grumbling to God, murmuring and all those things brings about the wrath of God. Do not do it. Do not be involved in it. At all times, give thanks to God. Thank God for what He has done for you. And as you do that, your heavens shall be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. A person with an impure heart is always looking back at yesterday. You always feel that yesterday is better than today. And I pray that will not be your portion. Your yesterday will never be better than your today. Your today will never be better than your tomorrow. You continually make progress in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, such people that are always looking back, they inhibit their own progress. They are their own worst enemy. They do things that hinder their progress. We can see in the case of Lot's wife in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. The Bible says, but his wife looked back behind him and she became a pillar of salt. She looked back behind her, and as a result of that, she became a pillar of salt. Brothers and sisters, don't be looking back. Always look forward. Look towards our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus, he will help you. Always look unto him. Number three thing is that they lack faith and they lack hope. The hope in the future. They lack faith and hope. Whereas the book of Romans chapter 10, reading from verse 10 to 11, is it for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What comes out of your mouth? What comes out of your mouth? Is it self-condemnation that comes out of your mouth? Brothers and sisters, do not use your own tongue to destroy your destiny. God has a wonderful and a glorious plan for you, but he needs you to cooperate with him. And how do you cooperate with him? By always professing what is positive, always professing the goodness and the mercies of God concerning your life. Verse 11 says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. That is the word of God. It's a believe in him, trust in him. You will not be put to shame. Every garment of shame, every garment of reproach, my God will remove them from you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will put upon you garment of honor. He will put upon you garment of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. But you need to have a pure heart. People that do not have pure heart, they are never contented. They always wish to be like other people. Brothers and sisters, God has created you uniquely. You are unique. The children of Israel asked for a king. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 19, he said, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, no, but we have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. They said they want to be like other nations. Many of us want to be like other people, but God has not created you to be like them. He has created you to be who he wants you to be. And what you need to ask God is that, what do I need to do for me to fulfill the purpose for which you have created me? Don't start looking at another person. Brothers and sisters, you don't know what that person is going through. Because that person's face is shining, that does not mean that that person is not going through pains, frustration, disappointment. You only need to focus on your own situation. Call upon him. Call unto Jesus. He has said he will not put you to shame. He said he will not forsake you. He said those who put their trust in him, he will not forsake them. So call unto him. Do not look unto others. Be contented in the Lord. Let your contentment be in God. Number five is that they can never see the big picture. Their eyes are always blurred. They will never see the big picture. They can't see beyond their nose. They cannot discern. The book of 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. When the Syrian army came to attack Elisha, and the servant Gehazi was shaking like jelly, Elisha had to pray to God. And verse 17 says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes, that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Elisha was surrounded by horses, by chariots of fire, but the young man could not see it. Because why? You know, this young man is the one that eventually contacted the leprosy of Naaman. Brothers and sisters, if you cannot see the big picture, you need to ask God to open your eyes, that you begin to see what he has planned for you. May the Lord open your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not operate in darkness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then those who have impure heart, they are rebellious and stubborn. You cannot afford to be rebellious. You cannot afford to be stubborn. The Bible makes us to understand that the spirit of rebellion is as bad as the spirit of witchcraft. Also, you need to know that rebellion incurs the wrath of God. That is not what God has designed you to be. He wants you to operate in obedience. And I pray you'll be able to do that in the mighty name of Jesus. The people with impure heart, they experience depravity. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Don't let your heart be like that. Brothers and sisters, you need to have a pure heart. You need to have Jesus in you. When you have him in you, he cleanses your heart. He gives you the heart of God. You have the heart of God. You have a heart that yearns after him. And that is what it deserves. You deserve nothing less than that. Brothers and sisters, you need to go to that level where Jesus can say, "I am pleased with you." Those who have impure heart, their characters are flawed. They have flawed character. In the book of Proverbs 23:7, it says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, so he says to you. But his heart is not with you." You can never believe what they say. If they say it is raining outside, be careful. It may not be raining because their heart is impure. May God purify your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. But for you to have this purified heart, you need to know Jesus. His blood will purify your heart. If you have the Spirit of God living in you, your heart will be pure. So, brothers and sisters, I want to give you the opportunity today so that you will have a pure heart. You will no longer be looking back, but you'll be looking forward. You will be able to see the big picture. You'll be able to make progress in your life. But all you need to do is to embrace this Jesus. All you need is to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And if you do that, the Spirit of God comes into you. He cleanses you in the name of Jesus. So wherever you are, I'm giving you the opportunity today. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. And I declare it is you and you alone I will serve. Write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you. I bless you on behalf of this, your children that are giving their lives unto you. And I pray that this ones, Lord, they will never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus. For everyone listening to me today, I prophesy into your life that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will make way for you even where there are no way. He will put a new song in your mouth, a song of joy, a song of victory, a song of power, a song of fulfillment. He will put in your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will continue to keep you until we meet again. Continue to enjoy the love and the peace of the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.